Hi there, you're listening to the Incendiary Magazine Shedcast. No Damien, no Richard. My name is Gavin, and I've been asked to play some tracks for you. I believe they specified weird, noisy, obscure shit. I don't know if I can necessarily satisfy that request, but I've got a lot of things that I'd really like to share with you. A big list of things, the top of which is a band from Brighton. Who've been around for a few years now. They're called the Bobby McGees.
Your lips are moving, so you're telling lies. Don't give me the Bambi eyes. Your lips are moving, so you're telling lies. Don't give me the Bambi eyes. Bambi eyes, Bambi eyes. Don't give me the Bambi eyes. Bambi eyes, Bambi eyes. Don't give me the Bambi eyes. Your lips are moving, so you're telling lies. Don't give me the Bambi eyes. Your lips are moving, so you're telling lies. Don't give me the Bambi eyes. Bambi eyes, Bambi eyes. Don't give me the Bambi eyes. Bambi eyes, Bambi eyes. You know.
I do wear makeup or high heels or short skirts. I don't stay out late or get drunk with my friends. I mention my boyfriend when it's not even relevant. I don't smile at barmen or flirt with anyone. When boys in my lectures ask me what the time is, I mumble and I look away and I reach for my pepper spray.
Bambi eyes.
flashy castle, and it came through the post in its big green parcel. And the cool thing is when I bounce so high, this bouncy castle can take a bad flow. So silly, but it's so much fun. And the cool thing is, I'm the only one who is flying so high over gloomy treetops. I'm flying back to castle where the magic never stops. Whoa. We'll be right back.
Okay, we just heard Venetian Snares from his Horsey Noises EP, a track called Pig Dink. It's nice to hear the influence of Gore Grind upon evil acid house with jungle sneaking up from the side, sounding like a sort of techno cock and ball torture. Before that was Ryan Hardy from a CD he sent me himself called Zombie Raising, which I really like. It's this instantly accessible, memorable, catchy, Hefner-esque, sublime, ridiculous thing. I'd recommend you get on iTunes and download that one so that he can have lots and lots of money. Before that, something from A Psychedelic Guide to Monsterism Island. This is part two in the Monsterism Island series of compilations. They're put together by a cartoonist whose name eludes me. He draws little monsters, and this is, you know, the sound of his conceptual island where they all frolic. Part one was more like a let's look back at freaky sounds throughout, you know, history, musical history, whatever. Whereas this one is more like let's look at everyone who's out there today. Well, one of those things out there today is amorphous androgynous, with just a crazy fucking track called Mr. Sponge's Groovy Oscillations. Before that we had Synth Theme from her Lasers and Shit album, merging shoegaze with acid. The track is Mimtro. Starting off that set was Bobby McGee's with a track called Bambi Eyes from the new album L'Appropriation Bourgeoisie de la Bobby McGee's. And now lurching Mercury on to an album I'm sure you've heard about. It's called Songs from the Films of David Lynch by Thomas Truax. And this track is called The Lady and the Radiator Song in Heaven.
Thank you. the Beatles outside. To us, so much.
Printer, jam. Try unplugging it and plugging it in again. Printer, jam. Jam. It in again. Printer dead.
Okay, from the top, the first thing we heard there was Thomas Truax performing the Lady in the Radiator song, In Heaven, from David Lynch's Eraserhead. After that, we heard Power Up with a track called Dead Meat. Now, this is from a compilation of remixes, reworkings, covers of a song called Two of the Beatles Have Died, which I guess was some big deal. A little girl singing about the Beatles in quite a way which has had me sort of humming all over town and smiling and feeling good. So yeah, after that we heard Mr. Bishy with Printer Jam, nice sample based drum and bass track. Now, I stole this track essentially from the playlists of two recent radio shows which I'd like to recommend to you. The first one you can hear at www.peternelson.org. The second one is available at wfmu.org/playlists/PL. And that's Vicky Bennett's show, Do Our DIY. And she is the authority, you know, the leading woman, you know, the woman to turn to if you want to know anything about the quality of sample music. So, yeah, tip from Vicky Bennett. Never goes amiss. Anyway, yeah, after that was a band called Duchess Says, who myself and my partner and some friends of ours were lucky enough to see live recently. This woman is possessed. She makes it her duty to individually freak out every single audience member while the band stand angular on stage. French Canadian keyboard geeks, everyone. The thing is, on their album, they do this sort of dusty exotica, this sort of Spike Milligan weird stuff. And it's my hope that one day they're in a position to incorporate this more into their live set, because it was all very noisy, and I feel there's this extra dimension to the band, which it would be a great shame if it wasn't brought to the attention of drunkards in a bar, basically. A wonderful, wonderful, wonderful band. Anyway, I thought this was probably the time to bring out a recent-ish release on Load Records, by a 90s band called Harry Pussy, who featured a shrieking Mimi on drums. I mean, this is 10-year-old, 15-year-old music, and it sounds like it's recorded now, you know, in today's climate, in the cutting edges of today's climate. So forgive the bombastic over-the-top introduction, but without further ado, I'd like to play a track by Harry Pussy called New Song.
so tired. How did my house become a rave? This is probably how a squat starts. They'll never leave, and eventually they'll put me up in my room, and ownership will pass to them because a high court judge will rule me to be officially not living life to the max.
Really horny. I'm sitting in the kitchen. He's down on the floor, and he's got my cock in his mouth. He's just starting to suck my head, and I think, oh, fuck, this is great.
Sucking on him, he's sucking on me.
Feels pretty damn good.
It's great.
We'll be right back.
for the headstorm.
Okay, that was Shitmat, just a B-side from his new album One Foot in the Rave. If you Google that, you're going to see the artwork, which was drawn by the guy that used to do Garbage Pail Kids. And isn't it amazing that we live in times where these sort of ridiculous dream collaborations aren't necessarily out of bounds? Before that, we had DJ Rainbow Ejaculation, All My Gays Are Friends, from his self-titled LP. This was the Maladroit mix. Now, Maladroit and Rainbow Ejaculation are currently backpacking around Europe, you know, getting around on buses and cars and planes and wherever they can afford to take, really. And they came to London the other day, and we had the pleasure of sitting with them for some Indian food and a pint and discussing Plunderphonics and discussing the breakcore scene and discussing Amen and humour, the taboo that is humour in music. And we discussed gay audio erotica, which is sold in truck stops in Australia for people to listen to on the road. So that's what that was. DJ Rainbow Ejaculation's voice, as it were, on many of his tracks is this gay audio pun, just slightly pitched up, and it's a wonderful effect. I think it's hilarious. It's so casual. Well, that's probably the way it should be. Before that, we heard Das Wanderlust, a track called I Wish I Was a Robot. This is from Horses for Courses, their long-awaited debut album, preceded by Harry Pussy, new song from a collection of their recordings, which is called You'll Never Play This Town Again. Okay, well, that's it for new things. I'd like to play you something by Charles Spearin's Happiness Project, which you're familiar with because Richard and Damien played a track from this album in the first Incendiary podcast. But I don't think you can have too much of a good thing, so I'm going to leave you with Vittoria.
When it's some like